This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Thank you for joining. We're discussing a very fascinating topic today. The Gemara says on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara is trying to prove that when there's money and lashes, you pay money and you don't get lashed. The Gemara brings the case where two people were fighting, and the Reuven wanted to kill Shimon. Instead of Reuven killing Shimon, he struck a pregnant woman, and he killed her. So the halacha is he's chayiv misa, because miskaven laharigasev haragasez chayiv. But the Gemara says that implies the Torah says if you don't kill her, and you just harm her babies, you got to pay money. Now, why are you paying money? Don't you get lashes? Because you were warned. You were warned for Misa. The proof you were warned for Misa is because if you would have killed her, we would have killed you. So clearly you were warned. So that means the Gemara presumes if you were warned that if you kill someone, we're going to kill you, that included in that is we're warning you that if you hit someone, we're going to give you lashes. And even so, if you don't kill them, we don't give you lashes, but you pay money. That means that when there's Mamon and Malkus, you pay mamon and you don't get malchus. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Even if you want to say that warning someone for a more strict thing includes warning them for a more lenient thing, but who says getting lashed is more lenient than being killed? Maybe being tortured is worse than being killed. The Gemara says, imtim tzolaymar have, even if you want to say warning for a davar chamor works for a davar kal, Mamai de Misa Chamura. How do you know Misa is Chamur? Dilma Malkus Chamur. Maybe Malkus is more Chamur. Da Amar Rav, because Rav said, El Mole Nagdu L'Chanani Mishal Vazarya Pochul Tzalma. That Chanani Mishal Vazarya, it was just that their lives were threatened. Because their lives were threatened, they bowed down. They did not bow down to the Avodah Zarah. But if they would, right, Hanani v'Shel v'Azariah were willing to give up their life, not to serve Avodah Zarah. But says the Gemara, the reason why they were so willing to deal with the punishment is it was only death. But if they would have been whipped, if they would have been lashed, if they would have been tortured, simply put, they would have bowed down to the Avodah Zarah. You hear this? An amazing thing. The Gemara is saying that Hanani v'Shel v'Azariah, we look at them as very, very righteous. Well, says the Gemara, even they had their limit. They were willing to go through with it because they would have been killed. But if they would have been tortured, they would have bowed down to the Avodah Zarah. Which seems to indicate something quite amazing. Seems to indicate that even great tzaddikim like Hanani v'Shel v'Azariah, now, we don't know, there are two issues over here. We know that a person is allowed to desecrate any mitzvah in the Torah to save their life. That's this week's parsha, Achrim Ma'isvachai Bohem. But there are three important mitzvahs, three cardinal mitzvahs. They have to give up your life, not to violate. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Reis, and Shfichas Damim. But the Gemara is saying, and by the way, if somebody doesn't give up their life, they're not held accountable for Avodah Zarah, Gilui Reis, and Shfichas Damim, because they're noinus. It's extenuating circumstance. It's like they didn't do it. But the Rambam says they violate a lav. It's chilul Hashem. Interesting. That if somebody in fact does serve Avodah Zarah under the threat of death, they're not considered an idolater. They're just violating chilul Hashem. But the Gemara is saying that if Hanani v'Shel v'Azariah was tortured, then they would have served Avodah Zarah. So first of all, does that mean they would have been allowed to serve Avodah Zarah? Or does that just mean they couldn't handle the temptation and they would have served Avodah Zarah? So simply, the Gemara, if they would have served Avodah Zarah, simply that means because you're allowed to. The Gemara seems to be saying that you're allowed to serve Avodah Zarah, not if you're threatened with death, but if you're threatened with torture. So let's see the second Tosis on the page. Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Says Tosis, Minalan. How do we know that if we would have... by the way, and the Gemara ends up saying that you're right, torture is worse than death, but that's endless torture. But just lashes of the Beis Din, nobody would say is worse than death. Beis Din is only going to give you up to 39, but endless, you know, incessant torture, that in fact is worse than death. So the Gemara, Tosfos has two questions. Tema minolan. How do we know that if they would have tortured Hanan Mishel Vazariah, they would have bowed down to Avodah Zarah? What they told us, Hanan Mishel Vazariah gave a press conference. They said, you should know the only reason we're not serving Avodah Zarah is because they tried to kill us. If they would have tried to torture us, we would have worshipped Avodah Zarah. And second of all, we know the famous Gemara at the end of Brachas, when they took out Rabbi Akiva, Amar, he said, my whole life, I was distressed over this pasuk. When will I have the opportunity, and I will fulfill it? With all your soul. Think about the import of these words. Rabbi Akiva is saying, my whole life, I was awaiting the opportunity to give up my life al Kiddush Hashem. Question. But they weren't taking Rabbi Akiva's life, they were torturing him. So, doesn't that mean Rabbi Akiva was awaiting his whole life to be tortured, not to serve Avodah Zarah, not to go against the Torah? So, don't you see from this Gemara in Brachos, not like we're saying over here, that even when it comes to torture, one is supposed to accept torture, not to violate the Torah. And our Gemara seems to be saying that you only have to give up your life not to serve Avodah Zarah, but you don't have to accept torture. Well, Rabbi Akiva was awaiting his whole life, not only to be killed, but it seems like he was awaiting his whole life to be tortured. Alma demashma b'chol nafshecha mayri afilu hayu miyasrin es ha'adam b'yisruin kashim. That implies that b'chol nafshecha is talking about even if they would afflict a person with difficult afflictions. Dumya de Rabbi Akiva. Similar to Rabbi Akiva, shayu mesarkin b'saroi b'masrake barzel, that they would rake his flesh with coal, with iron rakes. V'kol shekein l'nagudei. Certainly, he would have been accepting of lashes. I mean, Taisa says raking your skin with iron rakes is more painful than being lashed. So, how could our Gemara say that Hanan Mishel Vazariah would have succumbed and served Avodah Zarah if they would have been lashed? But Rabbi Akiva was awaiting his whole life to be tortured to death. So, again, the simple meaning of our Gemara is one only has to give up their life not to serve Avodah Zarah, but one doesn't have to be tortured. And Tosfos says, number one, how would we know this? And number two, we see from Rabbi Akiva that one even has to accept torture. So Tosfos, and I believe that, yeah, Rabbeinu Tam revolutionizes our Gemara, that Nebuchadnezzar did not make an Avodah Zarah. He made a statue. And it was not Avodah Zarah. And really, there was no problem with Hanan Mishel Vazariah bowing down to it. Because it wasn't an idol, it wasn't a deity, it was just a statue in honor of the king. So a regular person, if Nebuchadnezzar would have said, bow down to my statue, would bow down to the statue. One would not have to give up their life. There's no Avera in the Torah that you're not to bow down to a statue that's just a statue of a king out of respect. But Hanan Mishel Vazariah would have went lefnim mishuras hadin, that they're willing to give up their life, not to bow down to a statue. But the Gemara says they would not have given up their life, they would not have been tortured to not to bow down to it. If they would have been threatened with torture, they would have bowed down. But of course, if it wasn't Avodah Zarah, then of course, not only would have they given up their life, they would have also accepted torture, like we see by Rabbi Akiva. This is a special scenario. What Tosfos is saying is, we're just proving torture is worse than death. What's the proof? Because when it came to bowing down to a statue, which Hanan Mishel Vazariah, we're going to go with Nei Mishuras Hadin and bow down, but they wouldn't have withstood torture. But if it's real Avodah Zarah, then not only do you have to give up your life, you have to accept torture as well. That icon was not an idol. It was made for the honor of the king. Nevertheless, Kiddush Hashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.